investment principles, and mental management strategies to follow in a volatile market. Rather than trying to predict the market perfectly, it is more important to establish a framework that allows you to remain uninfluenced by emotions even amid market volatility. Asset allocation, rebalancing, loss limits, and maintaining emotional distance from market prices are essential tools for individual investors to survive in the long run. Since even experts cannot consistently predict market peaks and troughs, investors should prioritize principles and a risk management strategy over speculation. Since the urge to sell during a market crash is difficult to control through willpower alone, it is essential to have a predetermined asset allocation and rebalancing rules in place. By maintaining a fixed ratio of stocks to cash or across various asset classes, you can automate the process of selling some when prices are high and buying some when prices are low. Excessive leverage and all-in investments can lead to a situation that is impossible to recover from after a single major loss. So you should limit your investment allocation and set a loss limit. Checking market prices too frequently can lead to impatience and behavioral biases. So long-term investors should separate their monitoring cycles from their decision-making processes. Key takeaways in a volatile market: it's not just a lack of information that brings investors down. The bigger problems are impatience, fear, the urge to compare oneself to others, and overconfidence. Even when the market is in a long-term growth phase, it repeatedly experiences sharp declines, rebounds, sideways movements, and false signals along the way. Therefore, the goal of individual investors should not be to predict market bottoms and tops, but rather to create a structure that ensures they do not get forced out of the market, even during tough times. This article is an educational resource that summarizes investment principles, asset allocation, rebalancing, the Kelly criterion approach, and mental management techniques that can be applied in volatile markets. 1. Principles are more important than market predictions. The stock market is a complex system where interest rates, exchange rates, corporate earnings, liquidity, geopolitics, investor sentiment, and policy changes all interact simultaneously. Even analysts and professional investors find it difficult to consistently predict exact market highs and lows at any given point in time. There is a case familiar to Korean investors as well. In the mid to late 2000s, risk appetite grew amid expectations of Chinese growth and global liquidity, but the KOSPI subsequently plummeted during the global financial crisis. The problem is that it is extremely difficult to accurately predict a crisis in advance. Here's why investment principles are necessary. Predictions can be wrong, but principles can be repeated. Emotions fluctuate with market conditions, but rules can be established in advance. Avoiding a single major loss allows you to wait for the next opportunity. Long-term compounding works only for those who stay in the market for the long haul. In other words, investment principles are safeguards against bankruptcy and impulsive trading before they are tools for maximizing returns. 2. Impatience and behavioral biases that ruin investors. The following are typical moments when individual investors lose their composure. Situation, common emotion, risky behavior when hearing that someone else made a lot of money in a short period, sense of relative deprivation, chasing unverified stocks. When holdings plummet, fear, selling the entire portfolio without a long-term plan. When the market rises day after day, fear of missing out, eliminating all cash and going all in. When losses mount, break-even mentality, averaging down using leverage when news and YouTube content are sensational. Overconfidence or anxiety, frequent trading and overreacting. Understanding the lizard brain metaphor with caution, the terms lizard brain or reptilian brain, commonly used among investors, are metaphors that describe the human instinct to trigger an immediate survival response when sensing a threat. Rather than being a strict, cutting-edge term in neuroscience, it is closer to a popular expression describing the phenomenon where fear and impulse overwhelm rational judgment. The reason this analogy is useful in investing is clear. During a market crash, the brain perceives the pain of immediate losses as greater than the long-term expected return. Consequently, the impulse to sell and run can become stronger than the thought that I should rebalance according to my plan. The conclusion is simple. Don't try to overcome your instincts with willpower every time. Instead, establish rules before your instincts kick in. 3. The first tool for weathering volatile markets. Asset allocation is the process of dividing your investment capital among assets with different characteristics, such as stocks, bonds, cash, deposits, gold, and real estate-related assets. The key is not to predict which asset will rise the most, but to design a structure that prevents your entire portfolio from collapsing when a single asset experiences significant volatility. Why asset allocation is necessary: while stocks may offer high long-term expected returns, they are subject to high short-term volatility. Cash has a low expected return, but provides flexibility during market crashes. Bonds and deposit-type assets are affected by interest rates and credit risk, but can serve as a buffer for the portfolio. Dividing your assets into different classes reduces the risk of putting all your money on a single scenario. A simple example: 50% stocks, 50% cash, for example. Suppose an investor has allocated their total financial assets as 50% stocks and 50% cash. Market conditions, portfolio changes action according to rules, stocks rise significantly, stock allocation increases to 60% sell. Some stocks to reduce allocation to 50% stocks fall sharply, stock allocation decreases to 40% buy stocks with some cash to raise allocation to 50% market moves sideways. Minimal change in allocation, do not trade or perform only routine checks. The advantage of this structure is that it ensures the saying, buy low, sell high, is executed based on rules rather than emotions. 4. Rebalancing and Shannon's demon. Rebalancing is the process of restoring asset allocations that have shifted over time back to their original target levels. For example, if your target is 50% stocks and 50% cash, but a rise in stock prices has caused the allocation to shift to 60% stocks and 40% cash, you would sell some stocks to bring the allocation back closer to 50-50. Shannon's Goblin is a famous thought experiment that illustrates how rebalancing volatile and stable assets in a fixed ratio can yield different results compared to simply holding them. However, in real-world investing, factors such as taxes, transaction costs, spreads, correlations between assets, and the possibility of long-term declines mean that rebalancing does not always guarantee excess returns. The practical purposes of rebalancing are the following 3. Risk management prevents any single asset from becoming too large and dominating the entire portfolio. Behavioral correction automates the process of selling a portion of assets that have risen in value and buying a portion of assets that have fallen in value. Investment discipline. It establishes and advances a plan for what to do even during market crashes. Examples of rebalancing frequencies: method description, suitable investors, regular rebalancing review on set dates, e.g. quarterly, semi-annually, annually. Long-term investors who want to avoid frequent trading band rebalancing adjust when the portfolio deviates by 5 percentage points or 10 percentage points from the target allocation. Investors who want to respond systematically to market fluctuations, hybrid approach, regular reviews, but adjustments only when there is a significant deviation. Investors who consider both transaction costs and risk management for beginner investors. A. Simple rule such as review 1-2 times a year plus adjust only when there is a significant deviation from the target allocation may be more sustainable. 5. The difference between a sure 10% and an uncertain 100%. Many investors are drawn to returns that change your life in a single stroke rather than slow but repeatable returns. However, investors who have accumulated wealth over the long term generally prioritize survival probability and repeatability over a big win. For example, let's assume you have the following 2 options. Option appeal, hidden risks, 10% return with a relatively high probability, seems slow and tedious, requires repeating the opportunity multiple times. 100% return with a low probability seems like a quick path to wealth potential for significant loss or bankruptcy, in case of failure, the key to compounding is not a single large return, but repeating the process over the long term while limiting losses. If you suffer a 50% loss, you need a 100% return just to recover your principal. Therefore, avoiding large losses is not a conservative attitude, but an active strategy to preserve long-term returns.
6.
The math of bankruptcy. The Kelly formula and the half-Kelly mindset. The Kelly formula teaches that even in favorable betting situations, one should not wager one's entire fortune, and that the optimal betting percentage varies depending on the win rate and risk-reward ratio. Since uncertainty is much greater in financial investing, it is important to understand the principle of limiting the proportion of your portfolio allocated to a single trade rather than mechanically applying the Kelly formula itself. Why you shouldn't bet your entire portfolio when a series of investment outcomes culminates in a zero, the overall result is also zero. For example, even if 100 million won grows to 200 million, 400 million, and 800 million won, if you lose it all on the final decision, you are left with nothing. The following are typical behaviors that lead to bankruptcy in investing. Excessive leveraged investing, using loans, putting your entire fortune into a single stock or theme, averaging down by investing larger amounts as losses grow, focusing on derivatives or highly volatile products without stop-loss criteria, using living expenses, lease deposits, and emergency funds as investment capital, the half-Kelly approach. The half-Kelly approach refers to a conservative strategy of investing only half the percentage recommended by the Kelly formula. In real financial markets, it is difficult to accurately determine win rates and risk-reward ratios. Past data does not guarantee future results, and correlations can suddenly increase during a crisis. Therefore, the following rules are more practical for individual investors. Do not bet everything at once, even if you believe you are right. Allocate only an amount you can recover from to risky assets, even if you incur a loss. When using leverage, consider not only the expected rate of return, but also the possibility of forced liquidation. No matter how good an investment idea is, set a maximum weight for it within your portfolio. 7. How to approach a market crash. Fear is normal, but rules are necessary. Market crashes are not exceptions, they are part of the market. Even during long-term bull markets, the stock market can repeatedly experience declines of 10%, 20%, or even 30% or more. The problem isn't the decline itself, but rather when investors act without a plan during such declines. The question you should ask during a market crash isn't, "Aren't you scared right now?" It's normal to be scared. The more important questions are as follows. Is any of my investment capital mixed with money needed for daily living expenses? How far have I deviated from my target asset allocation? Have the reasons for buying this company or asset been undermined? Am I distinguishing between a simple price decline and a decline in intrinsic value? Is my current action based on pre-established rules, or is it a reaction driven by fear? For investors who hold some cash, a market crash can be an opportunity. However, for those who have invested everything without any cash reserves, a market crash becomes a threat to their survival. Therefore, cash is not a lazy asset that fails to generate returns. Rather, it can serve as insurance that provides options during a crisis. 8. Avoiding market quotes is also a sign of investment skill. It's easy to assume that to be a good investor, you need to monitor more information. However, checking market quotes too frequently can reinforce loss aversion, overconfidence, herd mentality, and the fear of missing out. For long-term investors in particular, real-time price feeds often lower the quality of decision-making rather than helping it. This is because daily price fluctuations can be heavily influenced by market sentiment and supply and demand, rather than a company's long-term value. Practical strategies for managing price checking. Check your long-term investment account no more than once a day. Schedule rebalancing check dates in advance on your calendar. Take at least 10 minutes to jot down notes before buying or selling. Prioritize reviewing a company's earnings, financial condition, and industry structure over YouTube, online communities, or short-term news. Develop habits that delay immediate reactions, such as taking a walk, meditating, or reading. Taking a walk or meditating does not directly guarantee investment returns. However, by helping you delay immediate impulses and reflect on why you're making a particular decision, these activities can be beneficial to your investment process. 9. Practical principles for working investors in their 40s and 50s. Working professionals in their 40s and 50s need a more cautious and balanced approach to investing. This is because retirement is approaching. Expenses such as children's education and housing costs may increase, and they may have less time to recover from significant losses compared to those in their 20s and 30s. Items to review: item question, principal emergency fund. Do you have 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses set aside? Keep separate from risky assets debt. Can you withstand rising interest rates? Prioritize reducing leverage retirement savings. Is there sufficient time to recover from losses? Adjust the allocation of risky assets concentrated investments. Is the allocation to specific stocks or sectors excessive? Set a maximum allocation limit cash flow. Can your investment plan be maintained even if your salary stops? Separate living expenses from investment funds. Both your career and your investments are subject to unexpected setbacks. When failure strikes, it's more productive to interpret it as my current tactics aren't working, so I need to change my strategy, rather than the market is over. 10. Principles checklist for individual investors. The following checklist helps you slow down and structure your decision-making during volatile market conditions. Before investing, is this money discretionary funds that you can invest for at least 3 years? What percentage of your total assets is allocated to risky assets? Have you set a maximum allocation for any single stock or investment product? Do you have criteria for buying more, holding, or selling when losses occur? Have you written down the conditions under which you would conclude this investment idea is wrong? During the investment, are you anxious because prices have fallen, or because the rationale for your investment has been undermined? Has the deviation from your target asset allocation reached your rebalancing threshold? Did you verify the source data and actual performance rather than relying on news headlines? Could you make the same decision tomorrow morning? Do you feel a sense of urgency that you must act now? After investing when you made a profit, did you distinguish between luck and skill? When you incurred a loss, did you violate any of your rules? Did you keep a record of your trades? What behavioral biases should you minimize in your next investment? Conclusion: investing is not a game of prediction, but a game of survival in a volatile market. The most important skill is not the ability to call the bottom. What matters more is the ability to control impatience, avoid reckless all-in bets and excessive leverage, and adhere to your predetermined asset allocation and rebalancing rules. The market will continue to alternate between crashes and rebounds. Investors cannot predict every single wave. However, they can build a sturdy ship, avoid overloading it, and decide in advance how to act when a storm hits. In long-term investing, mental management is not just a matter of mindset. It is a system that must be designed around rules, weightings, cash, records, and emotional distance.